If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's good being here this afternoon, and good afternoon, Colleen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. And it's great having you on the air with us today, and we have a great program today. This is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. We're going to be talking about some issues that are starting to raise their heads in the financial world that we're living in right now.
It's always something different, right?
It is. Well, I think the Ecclesiastes says that there's nothing new under the sun.
That's true.
But these are new things in the sense that some of the things that are going to be happening in the next 6 months are things that are anticipated, but that something that we need to be watching out for.
Definitely so.
Yeah.
And you have some information to share.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about foreclosures today. And so if being behind on your mortgage payments and stuff like that, and how to fix that, and what to watch out for.
So people can call in if you have a question as well. This is a call-in show, or you have the ability to do that at 488-5299, 488-5299, and you'll get us here at the station, and we'll put you through if you have a question. And if you don't want to go on air, you can also reach Steve through debtfreeva.com as well. Debtfreeva.com.
You know, I was just thinking, Colleen, I bet you there's some people out there that would say, you know, that's something that not only interests me, but, you know, I have a business, you know, interest in being part about what's being talked about today. You know, so if that's you out there, that, you know, you can always go to our website, that debtfreeva.com. Let's say that you're in insurance, or you're in loans, or, you know, whatever the issue is, that the credit repair or whatever those sorts of issues are, you know, that we've had in the past folks come on with us, and, you know, that we've had a roundtable sort of discussion about how those things kind of play into the whole, biblical solutions for financial freedom sort of conversation that we have here.
You get that expert opinion. You get the situation mm-hmm. that they're familiar with. You know,
we get to make friends with these folks.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Finding out their perspective and their unique perspective to what they're going through and how they can help listeners.
But you know, that perspective will never happen unless they either call in mm-hmm. or they go to the website, you know, the debtfreeva.com, and said, you know, I heard your program, and, you know, this is my thought. This is how, you know, we could, like, you know, kind of partner together, kind of, we could, you know, join forces, if we might say that, you know, to help other folks out, or even, you know, help each other out. So if that's you, then you feel free to go to the website, Alliance Legal Group's website. That's debtfreeva.com. If you just want to talk, if you want to pray, we're a Christ-centered law practice. We have a chaplain on staff that would love to pray for you. I would love to pray for you. That I'm a pastor, as well as our chaplain, who is also the co-pastor of Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk in downtown, beautiful downtown Suffolk, right behind the courthouse. We'd love to have you stop on by and visit us on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock at Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. Join us on Facebook Live at Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. Or, again, just contact us at debtfreeva.com, and I'd be glad to talk to you about anything that relates to, you know, the things that you hear about on the radio today. So
where are you going to start us off at?
Well, so I was talking to Kenny. He's an awesome attorney in our office. And again, that we have four offices in Hampton Roads. I've been doing this for about 30 years. And for the Alliance Legal Group, or the law offices of Steve Taylor, for about 25. And we've got some great attorneys on staff. One of those is a gentleman named Kenny Goolsby, and I mentioned his name only because that if you've ever met Kenny, you really appreciate him as far as just his bedside manner, his expertise, his professional sort of demeanor. And so that we were talking, I said, you know, I need a subject to talk about today, Kenny. And, you know, he said, you know, what about this whole foreclosure thing that's getting ready to come upon the whole, you know, financial market? And I said, well, tell me some more. You know, help me out. Help me, you know, kind of do a deeper dive into what you're talking about. And he goes, well, you know, that he was just in the seminar, which we had, you know, all the local. I should have been there, but I wasn't. I sent people for you. Well, no. I would love to have been there, but that I had some other obligations that required me to attend those things. But
well, most of these they tape and you can watch it later, possibly.
Yeah, it's that live thing, though. You get that real, you know.
You need to dig in that way.
But Kenny was there.
And he had some good information to share.
He had some great information. And, you know, that since we do a lot of the bankruptcies in the Hampton Roads area, we had all these professionals from all over Virginia, all these attorneys that, you know, creditors and debtors, attorneys, that they were talking about, you know, right now, as most people that may be listening, that may be aware of it, that foreclosures have not really been very, last year almost no foreclosures happened since March because they had a moratorium. Right. And that just weren't, you know, HUD, VA, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, VA loans, you know.
Kind of a freeze on everything.
Yeah, just because everybody's going through this plandemic, you know, this China flu that's going on. And that the and so, you know, that they've been giving everybody a break. And they just, Mr. Biden just extended that through March in the beginning. And then again through September.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's all the way through September. And everybody goes, you know, I just don't need to pay my mortgage payments, I guess. You know, it's good. You know, this is a good life, you know, that I don't, no mortgage payments.
Eventually, though, it's going to come around. So is that what they kind of were getting at?
That's what the creditors' attorneys are saying. They're saying, yeah, it's been nice, but, you know, that it's...
Reality's going to sit in.
And I don't... I think the growing thought is that, you know, states are starting to open up, that things are getting better, you know, that
there are jobs to be had and people are hiring and different things like that.
And
so
theoretically, the reason this country shut down, well, we know that the virus didn't shut down the country, but that the reason that the government shut down the country was theoretically because of the virus, you know, that even if you stretch it, that, you know, that theoretically, the vaccine is supposed to, you know, help with the virus or something. You know, they say that they like to keep a mask on for like ever, but theoretically, they at some point
the herd immunity and
the
stuff.
Herd immunity, the whole thing. You know, that at some point you got to give up the narrative that basically you got to keep the country shut down, and they're fighting that narrative tooth and nail. But you know, the truth is that it's cities and states and the nation is opening up. Despite the government's adamant desires to keep the government shut down.
I mean, stores are open and people are eating out at restaurants.
Yeah. Some people like myself have been doing just fine the entire time, but other people are starting to even getting it. That basically, you know, had at least one or two shots. You know, can I take my mask off? Mm. You know, that it's time. You know, that they want to get back to life. You know,
and being around family and going to events and things like that. We miss all of that.
Absolutely. And so that there are, and the creditors are saying, and what about us? You know, that we'd like to get paid too. You know, that we'd like to get our money. And so you haven't paid in like a year now. Let's, you know. And so a lot of people have the expectation that maybe they don't have to pay mortgage payments anymore, or because they've had the financial difficulty, that everything's going to be just fine when it comes up to September. You know, they have some real legitimate reasons, you know, either unemployment or, you know, just different sort of circumstances. And they're confident, or their confidence is that basically, and if you're as old as me, and that's not very old, but you know, I'm 57 years old, that we remember 2008 when we had that meltdown in the market. That anybody that wanted to, I remember because I was practicing, and anybody that wanted a loan modification, they got one. I mean, there was hundreds and hundreds and thousands of loan modifications. And so everybody's kind of thinking, well, there's just going to be, you know, they're going to put the arrearage at the end of the loan. They're going to capitalize the arrearage into that thing. Well, talking to the creditors, that may not happen.
Okay.
There just might be a whole lot of foreclosures that happen at the end of September.
They're just going to, you know, put the hammer down and say, no, we need your money, and if you can't pay,
well, you know,
kind of thing. I guess
I got a lot of creditors.
Enlighten
really
me a
nice.
Little bit.
Yeah, I got a lot of creditors, really nice guys. I don't think that their, you know, their bosses and their financiers really want to do that in any event.
No.
You know, you see the Simon Legree sort of thing. And
they will definitely, you know.
But they want their money. And so that, you know, and they, you know, I think it's a negative incentive to just dump the properties on the market, you know, that do the foreclosures, because that'll reduce the, if you have a million other properties on inventory on the market, everything's going to drop. So that they're going to selectively choose which properties to do forbearances, you know, loan modifications, and which ones to do foreclosures. But that, according to the stats, because I was watching just this the other day, that the numbers of people with 2 or 3 month defaults are going way, way up. I mean, people are, lots of folks have fallen behind on their mortgage payments.
They're just not making those payments.
Yeah, and so what it seems like is that there's going to be, they're going to make distinctions between, like, people that were behind at the time, people that were keeping their mortgage current through, you know, at the time that the forbearances happen, will certainly get a lot more favor than the ones that were behind all at right. the time and have not paid or paid very little since that time.
Showing good favor.
Yeah, but that for everybody, just depending upon the requirements of what, or the maybe the guidelines that they're going to use are uncertain. So I guess what I'm here today to say is that there's going to be about 6 months between now and September 30th, I guess it is, when the moratorium's end. And if you're 2 or 3 or 5 or 7 months behind on your mortgage, now's the time to proactively figure out what we're going to do about that mortgage. You do not want a foreclosure notice and a threatened sale of your property and the additional costs and expenses associated with a foreclosure. And also, it's just not a good place to be mentally and
no.
You know, nobody wants to say, I'm in foreclosure. You know,
right.
Nobody. So there's ways to proactively deal with that through a Chapter 13 where you take the arrearage and you put that in a plan and you just pay it off over a period of time with a very small payment generally because you spread it over a long period of time. You do that with your car payment and lots of times you find out that you can have an $8,000 or $10,000 arrearage on the house and two car payments that basically you're paying way more than you would have to pay in a Chapter 13 and you're paying less for your paying less to maintain the two vehicles and this huge arrearage than you were for your car payments and getting rid of all the rest of your bills. So, you know, if you've got an arrearage on your house, now's the time to take a look at it. Don't do what I spoke to somebody this morning found themselves in. You know, these folks had like $100,000 worth of credit card bills and that they had fallen behind and that they were really, really trying to catch up. So they used all their disposable income to catch up this. You know, they had a lot of issues that happened over the last year. And so they're probably $40,000 behind on their mortgage. And so that that's medical circumstances, different sort of circumstances, job loss. And so they finally got back working, so they're making pretty good income. But then they spent all their money over the last 8 or 10 months to catch up this $40,000 arrearage.
Okay.
So they're completely broke now. They're completely broke now. They're making pretty good money, but they still got this $100,000 worth of other credit debt. Now, the way a Chapter 13 works is that it would have been much better for them to take that $40,000 of mortgage arrears, pay that off in the Chapter 13 plan, save some of their money, and come up with a lot lower plan payment because rather than paying the thousands of dollars a month that they did to just pay off the arrearage on the house, that they could have paid it off over a period of time, had some extra disposable income during that period of time. So there's ways to plan for these things rather than just throw all the money at the mortgage or at bills. And again, that's one of the worst things that people do is they'll throw all their money against bills that otherwise would just go away in a Chapter 13 versus focusing on, you know, the secured debts or focusing on doing a plan that would stretch that payment out. So call in if you have any questions about that. That again, that we have a call-in radio format here. The phone number is 757-488-5299. I am Steve Taylor. I've got my trusted friend and station manager here, Colleen, to traffic the calls in and out. Just take care of your phone calls that comes in.
We love hearing from you because we have questions and we don't know what, you know, might be on your mind or mm-hmm. what situation you might be in. Like, yeah. I have questions. Like, I'm like, okay, well, how does that affect, you know, like you were saying, the creditors and, you know, certainly looking forward to that with the, you know, getting things paid off. They want things paid off. But then how does this affect the people who haven't had to pay all this time? And it's yeah. just interesting information, and everybody's in a different place. And so I know that, you know, we're all in different areas of that. It might be affecting us differently as far as the closures and the things like that. But it's always good to assess your situation and find out more. So that's why we're here at 488-5299. You can call 488-5299 and talk to us, or go to debtfreeva.com as well, and you can find out more information about Steve and his practice there as well.
Your hometown attorney. That's what we call ourselves.
Well, you're all around the area.
We got offices all on the south side. And what's really nice is that even if you're on the peninsula or even on the eastern shore, we can file by phone, by Zoom, by teleconference, by video conference.
We all fought that stuff to begin with, but now it's very
great.
Helpful.
It's great.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And the clients really like it, too. They don't have to miss work. And,
right.
You know, you can do it by phone. You can scan your documents in and
work around your schedule, whatever
works
for you.
Work around your schedule. Yeah, that's the key. That's people like that, staying home in their pajamas and filing. Yeah, that's good.
It's kind of nice.
It is really nice. And so that there's no reason you can't do that. And that the big issue is just reorganizing your desk, preparing for, like I said, that the so specifically today's conversation is focused on if you're behind on your mortgage payments. Again, don't fall into that false sense of security that everything's going to just, you know, be loan modified and forbearance out. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the – and this isn't being alarmist. It's just being proactive. You know, that there's different ways to deal with that debt if we know about it ahead of time. And sometimes, you know, sometimes people can't even afford to make the payments, mm-hmm. and they need to plan, well, what's going to happen in September when I can't pay those payments? Well, we need to kind of make a plan now.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that. I think sometimes we procrastinate. I know I do. And you think, oh, September's such a long way away. Like, I'm not going to have to worry about that right now. Right now, I'm just dealing with buying groceries and taking care of the gas prices that are rising up and things like that. So their mind is not on that September payment. Or whatever. And so they're not thinking in that way. But
that's
you
right.
have to think and plan. And like you said, if you haven't been able to pay already, you're not going to be able to, most likely, you're not going to be able to make that payment. And my question to you, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but
I'll try.
For all of those months, like, okay, yes, you got a pass. You didn't have to pay that. But they're yeah. not going to let that go away forever. Is it all due at one time? Or
yeah.
is it now, you know, your payments just start again in September? No, you're going to have to pay at one time, most likely.
Well, no.
Or not.
The debt will come due at one time. That's the question about whether or not they'll, you know, so you're going to have, you know, let's say 10 months of $2,000 a month.
Is it due in September or is it due?
It's due then. It's due right then. You owe 20, moratorium's over, $2,000 a month, 10 months, $20,000. Please, submit your check in, you know, the nearest depository.
And you know people haven't been saving
for that.
Of course,
and they know that too. And so,
I mean, I wouldn't, you know. So,
nobody
you know,
does.
Because you're like, I don't have to pay this much.
Especially,
okay.
yeah, well, you know, and that you have other expenses
other things to
go
to pay
and you
for.
Actually get used to taking care of the other more pressing issues.
Sure.
Somehow that they weren't, you know, and so people adjust their spending habits, you know, that the and so, and again, sometimes the spending, sometimes there's not as much income.
Right.
And so the bottom line is that there will for sure be some loan modifications, a lot. You know, there will be a whole bunch.
Okay.
That a lot of these folks will say, well, don't worry about it. You know, that we'll go ahead and submit the package and we'll approve you. And
so the industry has a plan for some of that anyway, to be helpful in a lot, in some areas.
We saw that in 2008, that the that when rather than have a complete crisis of 4 million homes on the auction block, that they did lots and lots of forbearances and loan modifications, and they'll do quite a bit, but there seems to be a real appetite for those, a real distinction made for those sort of properties that, you know, they're going to take some underwriting double takes at whether a person can really afford to do the loan modification, especially their past performance, especially that past performance before the, you might actually be doing pretty well right now compared to when you were, when this China flu started in March. But if you were behind then, they'll take another look and say, well, you know, he wasn't or she wasn't making the payments.
It's a risk. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if we want to just do a loan modification, and you know, and the other issue that came up that we talked about is that really amazing is that this is a seller's market, that the value of properties are going up.
I was gonna say you can sell it for higher if there's a property available. You know,
most of us have probably got a letter from somebody or been told or
want to buy your house.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You always get those letters. You know, the little postcard saying I want to sell my house. But that the that I got a letter the other day from the realtor that sold the house next door, and she said, you know, this is a seller's market. You know that homes have a 1 month. What'd she say? It basically takes about a month to, we could sell every house on the market within a month, she basically said.
Wow.
Because absorption rate, I think, is what she used. I'm a real estate agent, but she was speaking really big, important sort of words like that. There's a 1 month absorption rate that she said that, which effectively means that all the homes on the market, there's way more people wanting to buy
right,
homes.
Right, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Than there are people selling them.
Right.
So people are getting offers above and beyond what they're asking just to get the house. You know, and so there's
at least right now anyway.
Right now. And so what that means is that if you probably bought your home, you know, when it was worth what you were paying for it. So let's say you bought it for $150,000 when it was worth $150,000 a couple of years ago, but now you're behind. In the past, the mortgage company said, you know, if I have to sell it on the foreclosure market, you know, they're only going to pay 60%. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm not going to get 150 for the 150 I owe. I'm only going to get, what is that? Six times 60, you know, $80,000. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be terrible. You know, I'm going to lose all my money. I'm going to lose like lots of money. But if the market rates have increased, so your $150,000 house is now worth $200,000, then they say, yeah, it's not the worst deal in the world now. You know, I can probably get most of my money back if I just let this thing go in foreclosure. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you're the one that the owner is the one that doesn't want to lose it in foreclosure because there's a little bit of equity in it now.
Sure.
So with all that being said, that, you know, you want to protect your asset. This is a good time to hold on to your asset. This is a good time to cure your assets so that if you did want to use that for something down the road, that you could do that. Phone number 757-488-5299. That's 488-5299. We got 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
5 minutes left on that. So it's interesting to me how it all kind of overlaps with different things. And it, again, the different perspectives, like mm-hmm. you come at it from the creditors have a certain way, you know, the person who's in the house and in that situation, mm-hmm. you know, needs to evaluate that. You all and your, what do you do with the bankruptcy and everything might come at it a different perspective, depending on, again, the situation. Are they going to be able to pay down that big payment? Do they need to look at different options?
Well, and when we take a look at the budget, we take a look at their assets, their income, their debts, you know, that lots of times we would rather the client keep the money that they otherwise would just throw at a particular expense, like a bill or an arrearage, so that, you know, there's uncertain times coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd rather a person, in many cases, have a little bit of extra money rather than use all their money to try to cure these and then be walking with no margin and actually probably paying more for their payment than they should have to because they did the right thing and they tried to pay all the money back. Hmm. And then, you know, so we need to take a look at, also we have to take a look at the individual. You know, sometimes they have plans getting ready to happen. Sometimes they're getting plans on retiring, mm-hmm. You know, that they need to get something in place before they retire. And sometimes it is a Chapter 13, sometimes it's not. So that, you know, there's a lot of figuring out, because the really neat thing is it's for the person that calls in, it's absolutely free. We'll at least do the initial review, the preliminary meeting, which like today, it took like 45 minutes, almost 50 minutes to get a good idea of how to help these folks out. And at absolutely no cost. and that the we'll get an idea. We'll say, it looks like you probably would do well on this, but we'll, you know, review it for both, and then we'll see what happens. And we can at least tell you what chapter is probably best for you and what it'll do, and then we can, you know, we can go from there. Pull your credit reports, you know, get your questionnaire back so that we can fill in the blanks and, you know, just get a better idea. So we're down to 3 minutes. Probably no new phone calls are going to come in that we'll be able to spend much time with. So go to debtfreeva.com, and then we can talk there. You can set up an appointment. I'm glad to talk to you about anything that we talked about today, mm-hmm. or anything else for that matter. You just go to debtfreeva.com.
So whether you're in that situation where you haven't been able to pay your, or you've been in the situation where you haven't had to pay your mortgage, or maybe you're in the business, like you're part of insurance or creditors or mortgage industry.
Let's partner up and talk, and maybe I can help with your clients. You can help with my clients, you know, that we can help each other help more people out, you know. So I'd be glad to talk to you about that.
That's definitely what we're here to do every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 until 1 o'clock. So thank you for joining us, certainly on the show, Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And we're glad to have you along for that. Go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. And join Steve. Steve's always there to hear your question, and his staff as well, to answer those. It's always interesting to get the different perspectives of who you've been talking to and what they've come in to talk to you about.
Yep. And we are a Christ-centered law practice, so that as we close here today, we just want to acknowledge that God's been very, very good to us during this entire China flu season. You know, that the that weather and whatever the circumstances that you're going through, that God's got you, you know, and he's got your back, and that we want to just, I just want to say, personally, just he's been very, very good to me. He's really watched over us during this time. I really thank him for allowing us to help people, you know, in the circumstances that they find themselves. And so he's a wonderful and great God, and just wanted to give him praise today. I think that's about it. We're going to close now. And so that God bless you. Please contact us, and look forward to seeing you again, or hearing, or maybe speaking to you again soon. God bless you.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.